Mothra and King Kong. Now the legendary beast fights his worst foe yet. It's Godzilla versus the office know-it-all who had Alabama going to the Final Four.
Doubt about Alabama. They can shoot threes, rebound, plus they had a solid strength of schedule. Houston? I could have told you they wouldn't make it. Too reliant on guard play and looked bad in the conference tournament.
Godzilla versus the office know-it-all who had Alabama going to the Final Four.
As for who will win at next year's Super Bowl, well, if you look at the historical trends of the AFC,
watch it if you dare.
Quiet, please. In exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Sure is pretty. I leave it all behind. gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go-where-you-go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John, what is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
150 million. I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Thank you, butter!
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello.
A $1.2 trillion budget just recently signed by President Biden includes hundreds of millions of dollars for stepped-up border security, just not in the U.S. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says the best minds in the world are involved in plans to reopen the channel into Baltimore Harbor, blocked by the wreckage of the Key Bridge. Crews have set about the monumental task of removing the twisted steel and concrete. Moore says one of the top priorities is reopening the crucial port of Baltimore. The eatery in Nashville's Salem Town neighborhood was packed with people enjoying Easter Sunday brunch. Two men got into a fight. One of them pulled a gun. After the shooting was over, police say one man was dead, several other people injured, and a manhunt is now underway. Traffic moving intermittently after a stretch of California's scenic Highway 1 collapsed during an Easter weekend storm, forcing closures and stranding motorists near Big Sur. This is SRN News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
The best flute music from the 1800s to today. You're tuned to FLT, The Flute, the number one station for the best flautists in the business. The Flute. And now back to The Flute Commute with Woody Wind.
You said you wanted more flute music on the radio, and we heard you. Hello, everyone. I'm Woody Wind, taking you through the next few hours. Coming up in our commercial-free flute block, flautists Lady Jean Galway, Emmanuel Pahoud, and an old favorite from the Highfalutin Fresno foursome. But first, let's go to Penelope on the flute phone.
Hi, Woody. I've been waiting since eighth grade band class to hear more flutes on the radio.
Yeah, we get that a lot.
I can't wait to hear more.
Well, you don't have to wait long, Penelope.
FLT.
Here's a flute favorite from the grandfather of flute, Johann Joachim Quantz. Only on the brand new FLT,
The Flute.
Straight truth. You can win tickets to see these guys today.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend. You're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and just bringing you down. But I know. We'll be right back.
6:13 on News Talk 93.1 FM. So far, no news because we've been busy dealing with a technical situation. But the best way to fill it was with some tunes. And yes, it is April Fool's Day. We're not going to pretend. We're not going to prank. I've done that in the past, and I've done it too well. And when you do it too well, you piss people off. So we're going to skip that this year. Rich Thomas is out for the week. So we have some guestesses coming in to sidekick with us. This morning it's going to be Pam, our friend from AMS Studios in Prattville. And I'm looking forward to that because she is super intelligent and has something to say. And that's the key thing to sidekicking. If you're going to be hanging out with us, have something to say and just say it. So we have the REO Speedwagon tickets and hard news coming up with Pennier and Concrete Technologies. And I certainly hope you had a fantastic Easter. I did. I was in New Orleans and had another great weekend with Goose. So it was good. And I got to meet my grandson, who I pictured last night. It was a little indecision on the name for the dog. First, it was going to be Easy. And then she decided on Zero. Zero's the dog in The Nightmare Before Christmas, the white dog. And then, but when you call him Zero, you feel like you're insulting him. So I went back to Easy, spelled with a Z. And he's just so much fun. And she is so happy. And she and Cheeky, the parent, they all get along great. It was a really fantastic weekend. However, some people yesterday, by order of Joe Biden, celebrated Transgender Visibility Day on Easter. Anybody that thinks that Christianity, religion in general, is not under assault by this wretched president and his disgusting sidekicks is, get your head out of your ass. I mean, come on. On Easter Sunday, they picked that for Transgender Visibility Day. Today would have been better.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing. It's time to get your cooling system ready for the long, hot summer. Call today about the advantages of the Clark Club membership to be sure you're covered. Call 277-2125. Better call Clark. Alabama certification number 09098.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes are on the way, but not right away. Today, another dry day. Very warm for the beginning of April with a high temperature in the middle 80s, mostly cloudy skies. Continued dry through the nighttime hours tonight, low in the mid-60s, so very mild. Tomorrow's high 86, scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially by Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday evening. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. Then breezy and much cooler on Wednesday. High temperatures only in the 60s Wednesday, Thursday, and probably Friday. We'll go down to 39 on Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At CBNS Bank, we've been meeting the needs of our customers since 1906. Need help setting up new business goals? Our line of commercial loans can help you achieve them. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Well, are we ready to start the show? How do we start?
How do we get started?
Let's start off with a joke. I got one.
Is everything a joke to you?
Is everything a joke to you guys?
It sure is.
Especially today.
What is it, April Fool's Day?
As you know, it is April Fool's Day.
April Fool's.
Because April Fool's.
Gotcha! April Fool's.
Start the show.
Quick note, if you look to due south and about 35 to 40 degrees off the horizon, the moon looks like a big black and white cookie this morning. It does. You know, those things they sell in delis, half white, half black.
You on drugs?
No, I'm not on drugs. I did not hallucinate it. It's out there for the viewing if you head out now. In fact, it's like midway between the east and west horizons. So this would be optimal viewing time to see it as the black and white cookie. Time for hard news brought to you by Pennier and Concrete Technology.
The Pledge of Allegiance.
Immediately following.
The announcement.
Make an announcement.
Big announcement.
We are going to bring you
today's announcement.
Not by tape recording, but live.
Live.
Immediately following this announcement, you will see a flash and hear a beep.
If I had a choice here, Arizona making Pluto its official state planet. And it got me wondering, does Alabama have a state planet? I'm not sure that we do or we don't. You're not here yet, but I'm going to bring you in now, okay?
I'm mumbling to myself.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Morning.
Yeah, we got to be on double time today because we are feeling the absence of Rich Thomas. His blog, by the way, tomorrow's supposed to be a stormy day, so you might want to take a look at that, get a look at time frames and so forth. But the big story this morning, other than yesterday, well, I don't want to go back to that. Potatoes may no longer be a vegetable. No, not an April Fool joke. The government, only our government, especially the group that's running the show now, has decided that the potato might just be a starch and not a vegetable. This is, they got nothing better to do with money and resources than to waste it on this stuff. New guidelines will roll out next year. While potatoes do provide nutrients like potassium and calcium and fiber, and them's good for you, they're higher in carbs and have a higher glycemic index. Basically, there's nothing wrong with a potato. It's when we put butter, sour cream, bacon, a mountain of cheddar cheese, or, you know, slice it into pieces and turn them into French fries. Well, my heart grease, then they become a little more caloric. But this is the big thinking of our government. We've got to turn the potato into a non-vegetable. Quit wasting our forking time, man. You just took up 2 minutes of my show for garbage. Speaking of garbage, bring the can over because there's plenty to put in it today. How was your Easter?
I was... Get settled in here. Had to, you know, turn the curtains down and everything else. It was all right. I fixed a toilet.
Well, you know how to live it up.
I know, yeah, I know. I fixed a toilet and I trimmed a tree.
Are you getting ready for Christmas?
Well, no. It's I would say it's an old dead tree. It looks like it's an old dead tree, but it started sprouting things all over it, as far, you know, limbs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, if you don't do something about that now, it's just gonna become annoying. So
I can give you a number, 676-3638 for Tree Masters.
I was going to say, who is that?
Tree Masters, yeah, their sign is in front of our house. They did a fantastic job. They had a lot to do, too.
This was not a... I did take down an entire tree a couple weekends back.
An entire tree?
Yeah, I say that. You know, it's a tree, but maybe not... Do you remember when we had trees out there?
Yes.
Yeah.
And why did they take them down? Because they grew
about
into
that size, you know.
Why did they take those down?
The power lines that go across.
Oh.
They were right in the line, and so they just took them down. Well, otherwise, they had to pay somebody to come out every year and cut them below.
Cut them below the power.
Yeah. So then it's like, just get
so who was the genius that said, there's power lines here. Let's plant some trees that will eventually grow into them.
More than likely, the trees were there before the power lines were.
Let me ask you a question. Is a potato a vegetable?
I don't necessarily know what the definition is. I used to think that if it comes from the ground, it's a vegetable.
Yeah.
But a tomato is considered a fruit.
That's for really fussy botanists.
Well, then if that's the case, it still stands that I would call it a vegetable. But then again, a peanut comes from the ground, right? And it's considered also a fruit?
I hope not.
Or, I don't know.
It doesn't matter to me until it becomes Peter Pan honey roasted peanut butter.
Yeah. I don't know. What does it matter if it is a vegetable or a, what are they calling it? What's the option?
A starch.
I've never
just
really
a plain
split
starch.
I've never split them up like that.
No.
I mean, a potato is a starch.
I had fingerling.
It's a starch. It's a carb. It's.
I had fingerling potatoes at Superior Seafood in New Orleans. They serve those with the beautifully, perfectly cooked string beans and a cluster of, why can't I think of the word, scallops. Really good. I ate well, but behaved.
That brings me to another thing that Wendy and I did this weekend. We watched a movie called The Taste of Things.
The Taste of Things.
It's a French film. So when you watch it, make sure you're able, you have access to subtitles. However,
yes,
this is Wiley Poundstone, who we haven't heard from Wiley in a while.
I know, me too. I wonder what's going on there.
Wiley Poundstone, if you are listening, first off, reach out and say hello, because we haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah.
Either through Facebook or just give us a call if you want to. But Wiley, I would suggest to you to watch the film A Taste of Things. This film treats the kitchen as, like, if you go to one of your big action films,
yeah,
and there are always these big action set pieces with a car chase, or maybe there's a big shootout or something like that. The action scenes in this film take place in the kitchen with the display of food as really I've never seen before in film. It's real food. It's real rustic-looking food. It is just the most beautiful depiction of food and film that I've seen in a very long time.
Speaking of food, I finally caught the bear.
Hey, good job.
Yeah.
Like, what, one episode, or how many did you watch?
A couple, and I plan to watch more.
Okay, good.
Interesting show.
Oh, man. Great show. First episode does not do its justice. I would say...
I heard the blonde-haired guy in that show's, like, become this big sex symbol now, too. He's doing, like...
Oh, the main character guy?
Calvin Klein underwear. He looks...
Is he? I don't know.
He's kind of an odd-looking dude. And I can't stand... Who's the other guy that inherited it or didn't inherit it?
I don't remember which...
Oh, he's got his mouth running.
Well, he's not really his brother. He's like a cousin, I guess.
Yeah.
Short-haired guy. Yeah.
I mean, I like the character development is good.
Oh, man, so good. Really, keep going. Just keep going.
Yeah.
It's two seasons. You'll knock it out in no time, and it just gets better.
Sounds like a plan, Jay.
And look out for episode 6, where it's all in one take.
Hey, take a look at the sky. Can you see the moon? It looks like a big black and white cookie.
I see traffic lights. I don't see a moon.
About 35 to 40 degrees up from the horizon.
This way
it's... It should be straight out there.
Right? Yeah. I don't see the moon.
Yeah, some clouds moving
in. I'll have to go outside and look at the moon.
Well, I'll put on a 20-minute record and we'll smoke and sip some coffee. And maybe somebody will bring us donuts.
Hey, Wiley, again, I haven't heard from you in a while, man. Yeah. That's all. Even if you don't see the movie, just haven't heard from you, so you should reach out.
You don't have to bring us anything.
You really don't. You got some plates here you could pick up, though. We've still got some of your...
Well, you know who brought us something? The story about potatoes no longer being a vegetable. That was from Penninger and Concrete Technologies. At 626, Tom Latham and his team do the best, absolutely the best, concrete work in the River Region, without peer. And if you'd like to see for yourself, visit them on Facebook, because they have photos and videos of completed projects. One reason why they're so popular and in demand is because they do it right the first time. And a lot of concrete contractors cutting back on the quality material or being too lazy to test the soil, the length of the pour that they're going to do, end up leaving behind less than what you would call magnificent concrete work. In fact, a lot of work Penny Aaron does is fixing stuff that was done wrong the first time. See, dong is a contraction of done and wrong.
I mean, I've heard it for other uses, but yeah.
And they donged it, man. They donged it.
Like a clock.
Yeah. I'm trying to sound a lot more awake than I really am, but I'm working on it.
You'll get there.
I even got some sleep, man.
What time did you get back in town?
5:30.
That's not bad.
No, not at all. I left later than I normally do. But I had time, man, and I exercised my ass off, too, this weekend. Burned off some of those fingerling potatoes.
Did we get a winner?
We did not get a Duncan and Son predicted on winner, but man, they're in the final freaking four.
What a great game.
God. Oh, man. And I checked in on the games, and they got off to a lousy start in that game.
They did. I was not helpful until I came back after the second half, and I thought...
That's what I did. I said, I can't watch this. If this is going to be a disaster, I'm...
And then when I tuned in, Clemson started coming back, and I thought, oh, man... This is going to be one of those ones where if I had not tuned in, they'd have won. But now that I'm watching, they're going to lose.
Yeah, exactly. We all have that feeling. You know, they've really started to suck since I started watching the game.
It's the fans' paradox, right? If but you watch it, they'll lose.
I play Thursday. Who are they playing Thursday?
Number one team, and I can't remember who it is. Let me look.
UConn?
I believe it is.
That'll be UConn.
It is going to be... Where's my thing? I want my bracket to see who they're playing next. Yeah, it's UConn. It is UConn, and it's going to be played in...
We're not afraid of them.
Where are they playing it?
Not with them.
Where's the Final Four at? Phoenix.
Is that where they are?
Arizona.
Yeah, they've been out on the West Coast this whole time.
Yeah.
From Spokane to L.A. and now to Arizona.
I was in... March Madness obviously takes place in March, but the Final Four usually takes place in April.
It's later every year.
It does. And I was in San Antonio in January one year, and the only reason I knew that the Final Four was going to be there was because they were already in preparation in January for that.
Yeah.
The amount of construction that was being done and the street closings were all in effect. They were just prepping hard for the Final Four. So it's apparently a big deal when your city hosts the Final
Four. Oh, yeah. It's one of those things that takes a ton of preparation.
So it's Alabama and UConn this Saturday at 7:50 for whatever reason. They have to do it like that. And it's also NC State and Purdue on Saturday at 5 in the afternoon.
Okay.
And the winner of that game will go on and face the winner of the Alabama-UConn game. You have number 4 Alabama versus number 1 UConn. And then in the other game, number 1 Purdue versus number 11 NC State, who beat Duke.
Yeah. Good for them.
Wow. I love the Final Four. I heard the whole, I love this. I love it.
We have had so much fun this morning. We're already 20 minutes behind.
Oh, Jesus. We'll catch that up with a quick timeline.
Yeah. I'm not going to... There's not a whole lot of really exciting stuff in it, so we'll be good. We'll be good. I do want to mention one more time, thank you, Penny Iron Concrete Technologies, for Tom Latham and an estimate on any project you might have in mind, 284-9292. Our first look at the roads, followed by 18-19 News at 6:30.
Well, a lot of folks are getting back to work today after the Easter break, and I'll tell you what, we got a lot of cars on the road already. This morning we're seeing a lot of vehicles on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. And our feeder roads into Montgomery, like Troy Highway, 231 out of Wetumpka, they are really loaded up this morning. Buckle up. Drive carefully. We're going to keep you updated on traffic throughout the morning. Right now, an all clear. No major problems anywhere at the moment. At McKinnon Toyota, financing is as low as 2.9%. The inventory is rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive to McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell Chay, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
18-19 News.
Alabama Congressman Dale Strong has introduced a bill within the U.S. House that amends the Code of Military Justice. The Stop Enemies Act expands the definition of what it is to aid the enemy and includes the provision of military education and training along with tactical advice to a foreign adversary. The bill comes after a soldier from the People's Liberation Army of China lived in the U.S. from 2014 to 2020, only to go back to China after that and start training other Chinese soldiers in the tactics and techniques and procedures he learned from U.S. special operators and service members. Strong says this must be prevented from happening and from our own military tactics being used against Americans and American service members. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Where I was living was not a great place to live anymore. I began to pray for a place to go, praying for all of these things that a 9-year-old would want. I wanted horses, big house with a bunch of people my age. I wanted parents. I wanted a mom and a dad. Before I even prayed it, the Lord had already answered my prayer with the Big Oak Ranch. Who would that 9-year-old be if she never came to the Big Oak Ranch? I would be trying to fight for survival instead of fighting to break a cycle.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
A Monroeville resident has been selected and awarded as a remarkable woman by NextStar. This is for her work in helping victims of sex trafficking. Chris Zeback created a nonprofit to help those victims starting in 2014 and recently in 2023 completed the construction of a home for these girls in South Alabama. It's called Camille's Place. The home is now operating and can take up to 16 girls ages 6 to 19. Dauphin Island has implemented a new parking app that must be used if you're headed to the beach. ParkMobile is the app, and it requires a one-time fee for the day and allows you to go to any or all of the three beaches on the island. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Montgomery have been thrilled seeing the providers at Montgomery Men's Health. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, but now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom from Montgomery said, "Montgomery Men's Health has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit for only $99. And that includes all testing, including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go to MontgomeryMen'sHealth.com.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Hi, Gore. Would you give me a hand with the bags?
Certainly. You take the blonde and I'll take the one in the
Live
table.
Local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Unfortunately, this year's Masters Golf Tournament has been canceled. April Fools. It begins next week. The Masters on CBS.
Yeah. Must be a lot of times when you talk about the Masters, you've got to talk in that golf voice.
It's, anytime you talk about golf, you have to talk in that golf voice. But hello, especially everybody. When it's the Masters.
The Masters. Does anybody really care about it that much with Tiger Woods having, you know, driven himself kind of to another? I don't mean to be flippant, but let's face it, the man has had some issues. Anyway, I am filling in for Rich Thomas. The Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting is on spring break. So party hardy, fools. In 1957, the BBC announced that because of a mild winter in Switzerland, spaghetti trees were producing more spaghetti than normal. They showed footage of people pulling strands of spaghetti oil off of tree branches, people immediately started calling and asking how to grow their own spaghetti.
Yep. They really fell for it.
That was one of the best ever. General Hospital made its debut as a half-hour story show. Expanded to 45 minutes in July of 76 and finally became a full hour in January of 78. And it's still around, ain't it?
Yeah.
Realize that if in that first season, if they used like a baby or a little kid as part of a scene, that kid's now almost a senior citizen. Yeah, if really? Not, it's pretty wild stuff, Jay.
Yeah.
In 1970, Nixon signed a measure banning cigarette advertising on radio and television, and we are still grateful today for all the revenue you cost us, Dick.
Really? He was the one that implemented that?
Yeah. That was...
But I remember still seeing advertisements for that stuff as a kid in the 80s.
Well, it's they didn't outlaw it in magazines and billboards and stuff like that.
Okay.
You know, after a while, the nanny state's got to get everything. But it had horrible consequences for over-the-air media.
The biggest thing I remember is when NASCAR lost Winston.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess they couldn't, especially Winston. I remember taking a flight, landing in Charlotte, and I spoke to a flight attendant or somebody that was on the ground, and I said, can you smoke in this concourse? Yeah, this is North Carolina. Tobacco is what keeps us alive.
Yeah, definitely.
And the last time I had to stop in Charlotte, no.
No.
Man, the iron fist of the deep state. 40 years ago, I'll never forget this, and some people thought it was an April Fool's prank, Marvin Gaye shot to death by his own father. Mm. And in 1985, April Fool's prank, Sports Illustrated claimed a rookie pitcher named Sid Finch was going to play for the Mets. They said he could throw the ball 168 miles an hour. If they had picked something more like 120, I might have bought in, but 168, I knew right away what they were doing. Still pretty clever. 32 years ago, Billy Idol pled no contest to punching a woman in the face. He was fined, got 2 years probation, and was told to make public service announcements against rampant alcohol and drug abuse. Oh, our guest is here.
Oh.
Pamela from AMS Studios. Really cool woman. Looking forward to having her hang out with us this morning.
I shall go to the door.
And we may have a major surprise sidekick. As soon as we get a report back from the veterinarian. Let's see. In the 2009 April Fool's prank, FunnyOrDie.com devoted their entire website to Reba McEntire, right down to renaming the front page Reba or Die. Dynasty star John Forsythe croaked on this date in 2010. Ben and Jerry's announced on this date the world's first virtual ice cream. They claimed you could taste the flavor of the ice cream by licking your computer screen. Otherwise, they remain two of the biggest douchebags in American history. 2011, the guys in Hanson pretended to have a Slipknot cover album in the works, and to sell it, they leaked a video of the band rehearsing the Slipknot song Wait and Bleed in their hotel room. In 2012, Mitt Romney's campaign staff had Paul Ryan introduce Mitt at a pancake breakfast that was supposedly filled with supporters, but when he walked in, the room was empty. It would be today, I can tell you that for sure. Good morning, Pamela.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us today.
I'm glad to be here.
How's my face looking?
It's looking youthful and vibrant.
Anybody else notice?
You sure is ugly.
I asked Pamela, not you. We will be, I got noticed in New Orleans, that's for sure. We're working on getting her headphones working. Let's see, 2013, Sharon Osbourne announced that she was pregnant. She said she went into an in vitro clinic, got a donor egg, mixed it with Ozzy's baby batter, and implanted it.
What?
Well, nobody wants to hear sperm in the morning, so.
Yeah, well, I don't know if they want to hear baby batter either.
Was that a good judgment on my part? May I ask your opinion?
You know, it'll wake everybody up. Everybody heard it.
That's what we're here to do. Yeah. And in 2014, NPR tried to convince people that Keanu Reeves was making Citizen Kane. But they were going to, instead of doing Charles Randolph Hearst, they were going to do Rupert Murdoch. who is kind of, in some ways, the modern king. Anything exciting?
No, it's just somebody wanting to get into the grand prize drawing for...
Yeah, that's our first first entry then. Oh,
that is entry number one.
I'm going to explain this to Pamela now so that...
Go right ahead.
Okay.
I don't know what.
Have you heard the award-winning feature Random Facts on this show?
Yes.
The award-winning feature. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, and thank you for listening to it and hearing it, I guess.
I love Random Facts.
What? Okay, so you know how Rich does the follow-up questions? So as you're listening, you don't have to do all of them. But if something jumps out in a random fact that might make a question to pose to a listener so they can qualify, can you handle that for me today?
I can certainly try.
I think you'll be just fine. You'll be just fine. All right, celebrity birthdays today. Let me just run down the early part of the list by asking if you even know who these people are. How about Asa Butterfield?
No.
Yes. Oh, the name is recognizable, but okay. I don't know.
No.
Asa Butterfield?
27 years old. Ender in Ender's Game. And the kid from Mars in The Space Between Us.
Yeah, see, I was going to say, the name's familiar, but I probably couldn't put a face to it.
Have you heard of those?
No.
How about Mackenzie Davis?
No.
That one I don't know.
Nope.
Well, she's 37. I'm assuming Mackenzie is a female. Isn't that generally a female name?
I think so.
Hillary Scott, know her?
No.
She's 38.
Familiar?
Yes.
Wait.
Lady A?
Is that who that is?
Don't you think the whole idea that they had to cut Lady Antebellum down to
ridiculous.
Lady A was the inspiration of an a-hole? I'm sorry.
Yeah. You got that one. I did not know.
All right, how about Matt Lanier? No, Matt Lanter.
No.
Still no.
No.
Taron Killam.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. SNL.
Yes.
Okay. You don't know any of these people, do you?
No.
Sam Huntington.
No.
Yes.
Oh.
Avatar. Or no, that's Worthington.
Sam Worthington, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You only missed by one. Randy Orton is 44.
I know that one.
Yes. Yeah.
Out of nowhere.
Bijou Phillips, Danny Masterson's wife, and I think...
Nope.
The, never mind. I can't even pronounce the next one. I'm not going to try.
Oh, come on.
Here's a birthday.
I take them. I try every... You know, I get random facts of some stupid city I can't pronounce, or person. give it a shot.
Here is...
he's not.
Here's a big birthday today.
That's the worst that can happen.
Rachel Madcow is 51. All right, we all know who Susan Boyle is. She was a phenomenon and then kind of like...
Yeah,
vanished.
Where'd she go?
Hey, you say phenomenon.
Briefly. Beatles were a phenomenon. She was a thing.
That was. What was that?
A phenomenon is something that has legs that grows and grows and grows.
Right. She was viral for a second.
Yeah.
Like a very, just like a literal interpretation of a second. Not long.
The big guy, Gordon Jump, Mr. Carlson on WKRP in Cincinnati, and later the Maytag repairman, he is dead at the age of, he would have been 94.
Wow.
And Debbie Reynolds, who can forget that she passed away the day after her daughter back in 2016. Remember Princess Leia?
I remember that. I remember thinking that...
Carrie Fisher.
Up until that point, I had only heard where couples did that, you know, like husband dies, then the wife passes soon, or vice versa, something like that.
It kind of makes sense that it would happen to a mother, though.
The mother and daughter thing?
That's tragic. Wow.
Yeah. No, it was just so weird because Carrie Fisher died on Christmas Eve, Debbie Reynolds died on Christmas Day. And I saw her briefly. I surfed into Turner the other day and saw her in Singing in the Rain. Which is really that one scene where Gene Kelly dances down the street and, you know, throws himself around the light pole. I mean, that's pretty cool stuff. And that, my friends, is your timeline. And now...
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes are on the way, but not right away. Today, another dry day. Very warm for the beginning of April with a high temperature in the middle 80s, mostly cloudy skies. Continued dry through the nighttime hours tonight, low in the mid-60s, so very mild. Tomorrow's high 86, scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially by Tuesday afternoon and Tuesday evening. Some of the storms could be strong, possibly severe. Then breezy and much cooler on Wednesday. High temperatures only in the 60s Wednesday, Thursday, and probably Friday. We'll go down to 39 on Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This spring, mow with the flow with a Kubota zero-turn mower. John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Kubota Z232 puts power where you need it, when you need it. Save now with our spring specials. Powering Alabama, Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Today's the anniversary of my first trip to New Orleans, so I made it down there and back 11 times since that first trip. And I want to thank Don Duncan and the team downtown because they take care of my car. And once again, trouble-free, great mileage. That's a 320-mile trip to my daughter's front door. And I made it there and back with 100 miles of range left on my SUV, which is pretty good. It's a great car, but they do all the maintenance on it. And once again, thank you, Don, for a successful, trouble-free round trip. Let them partner up with you in the ongoing maintenance of your car. Three locations to serve you from Mount Duncan and Millbrook overlooking Prattville and Deedsville. On a clear day, you can see Deedsville from up there. Even Slapout. Downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. And don't forget, all three locations are stocked with major name brand tires, wholesale price, straight from the manufacturers, and the price they quote always includes installation. Visit Don Duncan All American Auto and Tire on Facebook, and don't forget, we'll have a Duncan and Son Predict-a-thon, because Alabama is going to be back in the Final Four. Miracle.
Back in the Final Four.
Right, the first time ever.
I'm not sure they've been.
They're back in the Final Four for the first time ever. Does that work?
That works.
All right, we got your SRN News Replay, the Cheap and Trashy, coming up next.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason.
Hello!
A $1.2 trillion budget just recently signed by President Biden includes hundreds of millions of dollars for stepped-up border security, just not in the U.S. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says the best minds in the world are involved in plans to reopen the channel into Baltimore Harbor, blocked by the wreckage of the Key Bridge. Crews have set about the monumental task of removing the twisted steel and concrete. Moore says one of the top priorities is reopening the crucial port of Baltimore. The eatery in Nashville's Salem Town neighborhood was packed with people enjoying Easter Sunday brunch. Two men got into a fight. One of them pulled a gun. After the shooting was over, police say one man was dead, several other people injured, and a manhunt is now underway. Traffic moving intermittently after a stretch of California's scenic Highway 1 collapsed during an Easter weekend storm, forcing closures and stranding motorists near Big Sur. This is SRN News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. And maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save many families up to $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. See what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Looking pretty good this morning, but just busy. A lot of cars on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. The boulevards are building a bit, and all of our feeder roads into Montgomery are putting a lot of folks into the city. Just busy early on this Monday morning, but buckle up, take care. No major problems anywhere. We will keep you updated if traffic problems arise. Festival Plaza has it all. Visit the Comic Shop, Montgomery Cardiovascular Health and Fitness Center, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vauna, Collier's Managed Development. Wendell J., Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
How are you going to use your tax refund? New flooring? New countertops?
Carol's Carpet Flooring America is locally owned and operated by local experts, so you can achieve the most beautiful and updated looks while supporting your community. You'll enjoy personalized service that you'll not find anywhere else. They can make your dreams come true with top-of-the-line hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, and luxury vinyl. They have everything you need in flooring. Go to carolscarpetmontgomery.com or visit their showroom on the Northeastern Boulevard.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hello, and welcome to April, the fourth month in the Gregorian calendar. There is so much more to April than just Easter. April is also Soy Foods Month, National Poetry Month, National African American Women's Fitness Month, Alcohol Awareness Month, National Pet First Aid Awareness Month, Emotional Overeating Awareness Month, National Sexually Transmitted Diseases Month, and Straw Hat Month. So, this April, enjoy a tofu burger while writing a sonnet about Venus Williams as you acknowledge you're hammered while attempting to give your cat CPR and realize that you're shoving pizza down your throat only because you're depressed that those bumps down there might be something serious and, you know, you can't find your favorite straw hat. You see, it's way more than just Easter. Welcome to April.
There's no business in show business to live events. We can't go.
And welcome at 654 News Talk 93.1 FM, WACB, Gravy Dell, J. Scott, and our special sidekick today during Rich Thomas Spring Break Week is Pamela.
Hello.
AMS Studios. So feel free to chime in on any of these cultural issues that come up.
I will. I can't shut up.
Of course, we are all looking forward to Alabama advancing Thursday to the, you know, that happened last year. FAU was the Cinderella team, made it all the way to the last game and had a lead up until the last minute. And the heartbreak of watching them blow that lead and lose that game in the final seconds. It was probably rigged, but that's okay. What do you think the greatest nude scene of all time is
the greatest nude scene of all time?
What's the best nude scene Hollywood's ever produced?
Good Lord, it's not even seven.
Well, when do you find out what came in number one?
The greatest nude scene. So it's not necessarily a intimate scene. It's just a depiction of nudity.
Yeah, exactly.
Of any kind or any degree.
It's a funny show. It's not a. It's a funny.
Oh, it's a funny film.
No, a TV show. Actually,
it's a TV show.
Yeah.
So it's not a movie.
Who was the last major star that you would like to see naked?
I mean, it's probably the NYPD Blue guy, right?
Oh, Dennis Franz.
When his butt, because that was like the first butt on TV, bare butt on TV, right?
Yeah, they did that.
Yeah.
Now, the woman that played, Sharon Lawrence, who played his wife, she, hi. anyway, it's a scene from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, starring Danny DeVito, and coming out of a leather couch.
that.
He's greased up.
He was.
I have not watched that.
Have you seen any of those shows? Episodes? Always Sunny?
Not a full episode,
16
no.
Seasons, you probably run across it.
Not a full one.
The second place winner was Alexandria Daddario in the True Detective series. I don't remember that.
I saw that.
What season was
that? First season.
That was first season?
It's one of the first few episodes.
Okay.
What is...
Was she
worth
the
a rewatch.
Was she the dead... Was she one of the dead women?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
Other top vote getters include the woman with three boobs.
Oh, yeah.
In Total Recall.
So it was film and TV. Okay, yeah.
Roller Girl in Boogie Nights.
Got it. Right.
Phoebe Cates coming out of the pool in Fast Times.
Obviously. Naturally. Denise, iconic for a generation.
Right.
Denise Richards and Neve Campbell's three.
Also.
Okay. There you go. Your top. Oh, and Nicole Kidman kicking off her dress in Eyes Wide Shut, which I did not see.
Okay. I didn't see that either.
Pardon me while
I saw that in the theater, but that's because I worked at the theater and I screened the film because I built the film.
There's a reason why we call this the Cheap and Trashy Celebrity Gossip and Showbiz Report, and why I'm the cheap and trashy anchor for this segment. This could be a conundrum. Who's the best child actor of all time?
Seems very subjective.
Right. I think certain people would say, like, Shirley Temple.
People my age
would be thinking Macaulay Culkin.
Yeah.
He's number three.
Who else?
So the conundrum would be...
Who's number two?
Elijah Wood.
Careful.
Did not make the list.
You might answer it, and we won't have a contest next hour.
Well, we could do this...
I can talk about movies.
We have... a pair of REO Speedwagon tickets to give away. The concert's tomorrow night at Impact.
Yeah, we have two pair to give away.
Two pairs. So you got to, if you win it, you got to pick it up today.
Pick it up today. You've got to be able to pick these tickets up. Well, actually, I tell you what, they're not, I take that back. These are digital tickets.
Oh.
So really, you just need to be able to go to the show tomorrow night to get these tickets.
Yeah, but don't make us give a name and set all of that up and not show up.
Yeah, well, no. We will email them the tickets. They're digital.
Oh, I see.
They'll get an email, then it's on them to go.
Is that as much fun as, you know, getting an email when you win a prize as it is getting the actual tickets?
No, I remember playing these contests when I was young and wanting to go pick them up and thinking that was such a big deal.
When you were young? and I'm not asking when you were young, but when you were young, where did you live? Where were you?
Vermont.
Oh.
Yes.
How long were you in Vermont?
I was born there and lived there until I was 26.
And then you moved here at 26?
Yes.
Okay.
I've been here for 10 years. Do the math.
I don't like the guys.
I wasn't going in that direction, but...
I don't like them. Ben and Jerry.